So this is the introduction to our fall stewardship campaign for the 2011. And I was asked to talk, we're going to have three Sundays, we're going to talk about these kind of things, and I was asked to talk about stewardship, not so much from the church's perspective as from the individual Christian's perspective, what the role of giving is in our lives. So that's what this is about. It's kind of a difficult talk for me to give because I think it's a hard thing for all of us, I guess, including myself. But I'll frame this in terms of a couple ideas. The first is this idea of stewardship. The idea here is that nothing that we have is really ours. Everything God gave us. He created the whole world, put us in it, and gave it to us to, as it says in Genesis, to keep, to till the ground. And so our position in this world is a position that's, well, stewards, which is an old-fashioned word for it, basically is, in essence, an office manager. We're to be responsible for somebody else's things. And so therefore, it's our job to use our belongings the way God wants us to, not the way we want to. And so the question we then have to ask is, what is God's will for how we use our belongings? And I guess the best place to look is, what is the greatest commandment in the law? To love God and to love our neighbor. Okay, what does that have to do with money? Really a lot. Because if you look at what we hold on to in this world, what we value, there's really not much that we tend to value more than money. In terms of holding on to it, being kind of loath to give it up, that kind of thing. So why? Well, why do we hold on to money so tightly? Because we see this need for it, because we have this need to survive. We have this need to get along, to not, you know, fall into poverty, lose our house, you know, whatever it might be. Everything tends to decay. Everything tends to go wrong. Why is that? It's because of the fall. It's because the ground, the earth, was cursed when we fell away from obedience to God, when Adam fell in the Garden of Eden. And that introduced death into the world. It introduced our need to constantly nourish ourselves, to be resupplied, our need for earthly things, to get along. And I think that is a very profound idea, because it brings us to something else that we celebrate every Sunday, and that's Christ is risen from the dead. Death is conquered. God actually has the power to help us get along. God can give us everything we need. We don't have to be constantly trying to fend for ourselves, to shore up, make sure we have enough reserves, because those reserves can get used pretty quickly if God so wills. And so our faith has to be in Him, not so much in ourselves. And I think that's where it really comes down to, in terms of how we relate to our earthly goods, is that we don't put our trust in them, that we put our trust in God instead. And use our goods the way He wants us to, use them for His glory, and use them for the good of our neighbors, and then He'll take care of our needs. And so this is probably why Christ talks about money, because using our money properly is a part of an expression of where our heart is. And it helps us to put our heart in the right place. And so we give. We give to God. We give to God through His church. And we give to other people through giving of alms to the poor. I'm inspired by the example of Saints Joachim and Anna, the parents of the Theotokos, who gave one-third of their income to the poor and one-third to the church. They had a much larger income than most of us, so they were able to do that. But, you know, it's an example that, you know, we can take a certain portion. There's a tradition of taking 10% of your income and giving it to the church. Now, maybe we can't all do 10%, but let's say we can do 4%. Or maybe someone can do 15% if they have a little more. But some kind of fixed amount like that has the benefit for us of not trying to take it in our own hands, saying we're always going to give this amount and trust that God will take care of us. And it's teaching our heart to trust. And I suppose that isn't really easy, but, well, nothing is. So that's the basic message for kind of what, as I understand it, giving should mean to us as Christians.